one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone. This is Andrew Battisti, and thank you for joining us on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Tonight, we help celebrate the kickoff of the 100th anniversary of U.S. soccer with two very special guests who represent the U.S. on the football pitch. In just a moment, we're going to be speaking live with the scorer of the match-winning goals for the U.S. women in the last two Olympics, Carly Lloyd of our own Western New York Flash. And then at 7 p.m., we're happy to welcome starting midfielder for the U.S. men's national team, Graham Zuzzi of Sporting Kansas City. Michael Lewis will be on from New York as well to let us know all about all the anniversary events happening in the Big Apple this week. It's going to be a big week for U.S. soccer. And we'll finish up with Dick Howard as we preview the week's Champions League matches. And, of course, talk about the match that happened earlier today, which we'll get to that.
Which makes you very happy.
Oh, of course I'm happy. I'm always happy, Joe. If you're the voice here, the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, a member of the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Andrew, you're always happy when your team wins. And other time you complain about the referee, you complain about this, you complain about that. But I have to say that Soccer Kick in the Grass is the show that brings joy to many people. I know that brings joy to you and I because we work hard, and my compliment to you for all that you do. And certainly my compliment and my thanks to all the people that make Soccer Kick in the Grass, you know, the show that it is. We've been on the air for a long, long time, and thanks to Charlie Shano, who originated this show. But above all, thanks to all the soccer players, the stars, and all the people that are part of our show. They graciously accepted to be on our show, just like the lady that we're going to have on, you know, which is one of the joy of Soccer Kick in the Grass to have her on our show.
And, of course, we're talking about Western New York Flash midfielder, member of our U.S. Women's National Team, Carly Lloyd, joining us now. And Carly's appearance brought to you by the Western New York Flash. This Sunday at 12 noon at Salem Stadium, you can see the Flash in action against the NCAA champion North Carolina Tar Heels. And then coming up, their first match in the NWSL, the Flash will be playing next Sunday, the 14th of April, against Sky Blue down in New Jersey. And the home opener is Saturday, the 27th of April, against the Boston Breakers, 7:35 kickoff at Salem Stadium. The number to call for tickets is 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. Carly, good evening. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
It's a beautiful day here in Rochester, even though it's freezing cold. But I wish I was in New York this weekend, because New York City is going to be the hub of U.S. soccer, the celebration of the 100th anniversary. I'm sure you'd rather be over in Germany right now with the rest of the ladies getting ready to take on the Germans on Friday. But you're going to be a big part of this week in New York City. So tell us about that and what you're going to be doing in the Big Apple.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely a difficult Algarve Cup for me. I think that was my eighth trip, and, you know, luckily I've been injury-free for, you know, seven of the trips, and I was just a little unfortunate this trip to get hurt in the first game. You know, and injuries are tough, and I know that it's a part of the game, and it's just kind of, you know, it's going to happen at some point. Luckily for me, you know, we were worried that it was rotator cuff tear, labrum tear, So a broken bone is a way better scenario than needing to go under for surgery. Very disappointed. You know, I was really looking forward to getting up to Buffalo, meeting the team, training with the team. Now I just have, you know, an extra couple months in New Jersey, and obviously missing the Germany trip with the national team right now, which is very disappointing as well. But at the same time, you know, I'm able to kind of help out U.S. Soccer. It's a big week. I'm local. I'm able to just kind of, you know, drive up to New York City, and you've got a fun-filled week ahead of me. Got first thing tomorrow is the stock exchange ringing of the closing bell and a lot of other things scheduled. So it's great, and U.S. Soccer's doing a great job with, you know, just marketing the centennial event. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Carly, Joe Suriani here. Just first of all, I'd like to personally welcome you to Rochester and to Soccer Kick on the Grass. And we've been admired of you for many, many times, whether you were a friend or a foe. And actually, we are very pleased. Tell us about your feeling about being in Western New York Flash. And you know, I looked at your career. You really been around the world a little bit, and you tell us about who you really are. Why did you get, you know, so the people know when they see you on the field, they know the passion that you have for the game, because it looks like you've been involved in soccer for a long, long time, even though you're a very young person.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been living and breathing soccer my whole life. I've been doing it since the age of 5. I'm 30 now, so it's quite a lot of years on the soccer field. But I was really excited that I was going to be able to play in Western New York. I went up there for an appearance after the Olympics. You know, knew Aaron a little bit, but I've heard a lot of great things about Aaron and the Western New York Flash organization. When I went up there, you know, every single person I met was super nice, super caring, would do anything for you. And that's what it's all about. You know, it seems like there's a lot of hardworking people that, you know, really want to see Western New York Flash be successful. And I think that's what enticed me the most, because obviously, you know, I'm trying to be successful as well. Want to help Western New York Flash bring home a championship, another one, I should say. And, you know, right now, obviously, I'm injured, but I'm really looking forward to getting up there. I've been in, you know, communication with Aaron at least once a week, and just kind of letting my bone heal. You know, we'll start rehab at some point, get an X-ray, and just kind of see where things are going. But I'm definitely going to be itching to get up there and ready to roll as soon as they clear me.
We're with Carly Lloyd of the Western New York Flash and, of course, our U.S. Women's National Team. Carly, the question all the Flash fans have, of course, is when do you think you'll be able to suit up for the team during this NWSL season? What do you think?
I wish I had a clear-cut answer. It's been about 2 weeks now, and, you know, they put me on a timeline of about 6 to 8 weeks. A bone typically heals fully in 10 to 12 weeks, but in another 2 weeks, I'll get an X-ray. So at the four-week mark, hopefully we'll see some callusing forming around the bone, so we know that it's healing. Once we see that it's healing, I'll be able to kind of start some rehab and maybe even start running and doing other things. But kind of just in a standstill right now, you know, and it's going to be based on my rehab, how I'm feeling. My shoulder, you know, it's still tough to shampoo my hair and do kind of the little things that you take for granted throughout your day, you know, putting on a shirt or scratching my back. So obviously it's going to take a little bit of time, but, you know, I'm hoping that I can get up there as soon as possible. But it's just kind of a waiting game. Unfortunately, you can't speed up the healing process of a bone.
Well, it certainly takes a lot of time. My experience has been in sport injury. I was the trainer for the Lancers, so I really know what you're going through. And it takes, you know, it takes perseverance and takes, you know, courage to endure the pain and do the things that you need to do in order to heal correctly. I know that bone healing, sometimes it's a little bit longer than you want, and you got to. The problem is that when you can't do nothing, you know, that you got to protect your your limb and you got to protect your injury, and all of a sudden you become a little bit frustrated. So I hope that you don't encounter that, that you stay positive, because it's just time.
Yeah, it is, and I think that's the biggest thing with professional athletes. I mean, I've been through quite a bit of injuries, broke my ankle in the second year of the WPS season, and that was one of the hardest things I had to go through, and, you know, it really taught me patience, because, you know, it's obviously not a sprint, it's a marathon, and, you know, there's a long time future with soccer, and I've got to just remember that. You know, I've got to make sure that I'm following the doctor's and trainer's orders and letting the bone heal, and then, you know, obviously getting myself fit. But, you know, there's always obstacles and roadblocks that come in my way and other athletes' way, and it just makes you stronger, makes you dig deeper, and I know that I'm going to come back and I'm going to work, you know, extremely hard for Aaron. I'm going to work extremely hard for Tom on the national team, and just continue what I was doing prior to this.
Carly, we had a question from one of our listeners, actually out in Long Beach, California, for you. Luke wanted to know, for the new coach, Tom Cermani, with the women's national team, is your role going to be very similar to what you've been playing in the past as the attacking mid, or maybe someday down the road, maybe you might drop back a more defensive midfielder after maybe Shannon Box hangs up the cleats? Of course, we don't know when that's going to be. She could be playing for another 10 years, the way she plays. So what do you think for Luke?
You know, I honestly have no idea. I think that, you know, obviously my instinctual position is more attacking. You know, I found myself playing more of a defensive mid role in the Olympics, and I know that I can do it. So I think that it's great that I'm able to do both. I know that Tom really, you know, kind of likes me in the attacking role more, obviously, to, you know, kind of feed some through balls to Alex and Abby, get some shots off. And I enjoy it up there. I enjoy it. You know, I think that I've worked extremely hard throughout my national team career. I've had to take on a lot of responsibilities defensively, and now this is a little bit of a different role. I mean, obviously, I'm still going to work hard defending, but it might not be from, you know, end-to-end, box-to-box. It might more be side-to-side and more in that attacking spot, kind of, you know, defending the backs and their center mid. So I think Aaron, you know, is going to look to play me at a attacking role as well, so I'll get to kind of work on that role a little bit more and grow. And, you know, wherever I'm needed, I'm going to play, and I'm going to do the job well, as good as I can do it. So that's all, you know, that is. But I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying playing for Tom. I think he's a great coach, and I'm really looking forward to the future, and I'm looking forward to getting up there with Aaron as well.
Thanks for the question, Luke. Joe?
Carly, I just, you know, talking about coaches, of course, and, knowing the perspective and the demands a coach makes. And now, you know, Aaron Lyons, and he seems to be a very quiet guy, and at least on the sideline. I don't know how he is in practice, or what he says after the game. But what is the difference between, you know, the new coach that you got and the old coach on the national team? How would you compare the two?
You know, I think their demeanor is obviously different. You know, male coaches are a little bit different than female coaches, but I think that, you know, Pia was obviously a great fit, and I think, you know, Tom's demeanor, he's a little bit more laid back, but when he wants something, you know, he wants it done right, and he's not afraid to tell his players what he wants. He, you know, makes sure he's kind of giving everyone the rundown of what's expected, and he coaches people during the game as well. I know there's been a lot of younger players that have played a lot of minutes and gotten the chance since Tom's taken over, and he's really kind of helping them out and coaching them from the sideline, which is really good. But I think he's just trying to continue to add what we had with Pia, continue to be more, even more patient in the final third. I think, you know, Pia took us from you know, a team who mostly played long balls to a team who possessed out of the back, possessed from the goalkeeper, and played the ball into the center mid, and I think Tom's doing the same thing as well. Obviously, we're playing a little bit of a different formation, but he says on any given day we could play a 4-3-3, we could play a 4-4-2. So, you know, it all depends, and I think that, you know, he's ready to kind of take our game to the next level and just improve everyone overall without changing too much. But it's good, and, you know, I think we're all looking forward to it, and obviously, you know, we've got the World Cup 2015, which will be right around the corner as fast as we know it.
I know. Well, too bad there's no matches in Toronto. We'll have to take a trip up to Ottawa. That'll be the closest venue for us here in Rochester. But, Carly, we thank you for being on the show. We hope you can make it up possibly for the kickoff dinner in 3 weeks. I mean, if you never had Italian food like you have at the Italian-American Sport Club where the dinner's going to be. I know it's tough with the
shoulder. Are you planning to come to Rochester for the dinner, for the flesh dinner?
I'm not sure. I haven't even.
It's on the 24th.
22nd.
Yeah, I haven't
22nd,
even,
I'm sorry.
I haven't even thought of it. I'm just kind of taking it day by day, but definitely work something out and figure it out.
Well, the whole team's going to be there, and it will be nice for the fans and, you know, to meet you.
For sure.
And for us as well.
And we'll be broadcasting live that night from the Sport Club. Joe's one of the movers and shakers of the Sport Club. So.
Oh, great. That's good. Yeah.
Carly, thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll be talking again real soon. And have fun in New York this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Carly Lloyd here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Don't forget, 7 p.m., it's Graham Zuzzi from the men's national team in Sporting Kansas City. But coming up next, we'll go to New York City to speak with Michael Lewis, our U.S. correspondent. We'll get more information on the big happenings in New York this week for the U.S. Soccer 100th anniversary. And we'll talk a bit about that U.S.-Mexico match. You might remember that one from last week as well. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at Soccer is a Kick in the grass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best just got better. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be starting their first season in the NWSL in just a few weeks. The Flash will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Your first chance to see the 2013 Flash at Salem Stadium is Sunday, April 7th at 12 noon in a friendly match against the defending NCAA champion North Carolina Tar Heels. Western New York Flash season ticket holders and Flex 11 ticket holders will have free admission to the match. General admission tickets can be purchased for $10 by calling 454-KICK. Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
It's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but baby. babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final preseason friendly this Saturday at 3 p.m. against Cornell at Salem Stadium. The match is free and open to the public. Rochester kicks off their 2013 USL Pro schedule next Saturday at 7:30 versus VSI Tampa Bay, and the home opener is Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the MVP Healthcare box office in Salem Stadium at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Salins. Premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, thanks for joining us. And you're really in the middle of it this week with the U.S. celebrating their 100th anniversary of soccer and so many great events happening. Joe and I wish we could be there with you.
Well, I'm just going to be going to one just because I have a busy schedule myself. Actually, I'll be at two on Friday. One will be the press conference at City Hall, which you couldn't plan a better place for the press conference considering U.S. Soccer signed its charter literally across the street from it at a place called the Astor House, a hotel way back on April 5th, 1913.
Oh my God.
Outside of going to whatever occupies that space today, that's as close as you're going to get. And it works out perfectly. So, and then I hope to be at the Empire State Building when they light the building in the U.S. Soccer's colors later that morning.
Well, Mike, just, you know, for the information of all the, our listener, the atmosphere in New York about soccer, you know, all the things that are happening right now, how would you describe that compared to what really goes on in the country?
I think it's just about the same. I mean, in terms of the excitement for the centennial, I haven't heard too much of that at all. I think there's obviously a lot of excitement over the United States getting 4 points in World Cup qualifying. I think there's locally there's a relief on the Red Bulls fans' part that they got a victory this season. Already, I mean, their first victory. I don't know if it's greater or less. Let's face it, in Cascadia, up there in the Pacific Northwest, it's a bit crazy because you've got cities within one another, within a certain radius, of one another. So I would say the excitement here for the local team is just about as normal as it can be.
Michael, one of the things that's happening this week is on Wednesday, they're going to announce the Hall of Fame class for 2013. Of course, we broke the story here a couple weeks ago that the Rochester is going to be trying to get the Hall of Fame building built here somewhere down the road. But who do you think is going to be the nominees or the inductees for this year?
Well, you can only pick one, and that's just because no one got the 66.7% number of votes early on. I'm on the committee. I got a chance to vote a second time, And I had about five or six players on my ballot originally, so I thought that many players should have been put in. But I voted for Chris Armas, who defined what a holding-slash-defensive midfielder was in MLS for the first decade or so of the league's history. When I use similar criteria when I vote for the Hall of Fame like people do for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Did they dominate their position? And there's no doubt in my mind that Chris Armas dominated his position. Unfortunately for him, two knee injuries kept him out of the two World Cups he was eligible for, but if he was healthy, he would have played. But again, since I only was allowed to pick one as my number one possibility, I picked Chris Armas. There were several others, Franco Echeverri, Joe Max Moore, Cindy Parlow, and Shannon McMillan, the other four finalists, who are definitely deserving. But again, I was only limited to one vote this time.
I bet Cindy Parlow's going to get it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. She's one of the coaches for the new NWSL, so she should be she's front and center right now. Echeverri was the star of MLS, though, for the first part of the league. So it'll be interesting. You know, are they going to have a foreign player be inducted, much like the great Giorgio Chinaglia, who passed away 1 year ago today? I hope, Michael, that somebody on Friday mentions the name Chinaglia, because if it wasn't for him, we may not be where we are today with soccer. What he brought with the Cosmos and the goals he scored and the popularity he had, I think really helped to put soccer on the map in this country. He deservedly is in the Hall of Fame,
even though he made a lot of enemies.
you know, it's funny, when he did pass away, because it's April 1st and it's April Fool's Day, you think that someone's throwing some incredible, ridiculous news out there. And when you see something like that, you have to double and triple check it before you retweet it or comment on it, because you just say, what, huh? And that was one of those times where, you know, you just thought, ah, that's got to be a joke. You're hoping it's a joke, and unfortunately it wasn't. But, 1 year ago today, time sure flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, we miss him. We had him on our show, and he's a great character.
A guy that told it the way he thought it was, and he held no bars. It reminds me of our local guy here in Rochester named Charlie Shadow. He does the same thing.
Sure. That's for sure. But Michael, we have Graham Zuzzi coming up in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about, of course, the match against Mexico. I was just so impressed. I think it seemed to me like Mexico was just waiting to score that first goal before they opened the floodgates, but the defense just held strong, and Chicharito was pretty much held in check except for that one chance he had in the corner where he put over the bar from close range. But it was a great result for the U.S., and it puts the U.S. in an excellent position now with having played two road matches and just one home, and they're already in second place. So it's looking good so far.
Exactly. You know, I think, like I said last week, in World Cup qualifying, it doesn't have to be pretty. Just survive. Find ways to get the job done. You get a point. Not only does the U.S. get a point, worse, Mexico doesn't get 2 points. And, in fact, they haven't even scored at home yet in two games. And that's mind-boggling. And even though the Mexican Federation said they're going to go with De La Torre as the coach, they're not in good shape, at least number-wise. Yes, they should bounce back, but if they don't in June, they're going to be in deep you-know-what. I don't want to get you into trouble with the FCC, but you know what I mean.
I think if Mexico does not... They've tied all three games. If they don't get a win in their next match, I think it's bye-bye De La Torre and hello somebody else. I wonder who's available right now. I know maybe they'll bring in Di Matteo. Who knows?
Well, the last two times they were in trouble in qualifying, they brought in Javier Aguirre in 2001 for the 2002 qualifying, and then 2009 for the 2010 qualifying, and he pulled them through. Now he's coaching Espanyol in La Liga in Spain. And he's done a pretty good job there getting them out of the relegation zone. But, you know, something, you dangle enough money in front of people, you never know. But that would be incredible if he comes in. If, you know, if Mexico needs him, he comes in and pulls the team out of the fire a third time. That would be a first in World Cup qualifying for sure.
Well, it's going to be very interesting. We'll have to wait till June to see what happens in the next chapter of World Cup qualifying. But, Michael, enjoy the week in New York, and don't bring any big gulps to the press conference. Mayor Bloomberg might spot you. Who knows?
Don't worry about that. I only drink water anyway these days, so.
Make sure it's in a small bottle.
Yeah, definitely.
Enjoy the week, Michael. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Ciao. Bye-bye, Mike.
Ciao, Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Always happy to have Michael. And I tell you, Joe, he's right in the middle of it.
I know.
I wish we could be there.
I'm envious of him.
We'll be there in spirit. But coming up next, we will be joined, speaking of this U.S. men's national team, we'll be joined by men's international Graham Zuzzi of Sporting Kansas City. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Our family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com. The best just got better. The 3-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be starting their first season in the NWSL in just a few weeks. The Flash will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and 2-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Your first chance to see the 2013 Flash at Salem Stadium is Sunday, April 7th at 12 noon in a friendly match against the defending NCAA champion North Carolina Tar Heels. Western New York Flash season ticket holders and Flex 11 ticket holders will have free admission to the match. General admission tickets can be purchased for $10 by calling 454-KICK. Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score! Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final preseason friendly this Saturday at 3 p.m. against Cornell at Salem Stadium. The match is free and open to the public. Rochester kicks off their 2013 USL Pro schedule next Saturday at 7:30 versus VSI Tampa Bay, and the home opener is Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the MVP Healthcare box office in Salem Stadium at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.
I love those bumps with the city names. You can't beat it. Thanks to our crack engineer, Bob, down at WYSL. Some classic blues there.
Exactly.
Kansas City. And, of course, speaking of Kansas City, one of the darlings of Kansas City is a very, very popular player who draws in huge crowds at the Sporting Park, where 18,700 they had there as they took on Montreal on Saturday and defeated the Impact 2-0 and sure made everybody here in Rochester happy, I'm sure.
And he's a good-looking guy. I'm sure the Kansas City girls are crazy for him.
We're talking about U.S. International Graham Zuzu joins us now, and Graham's appearance is brought to you by our returning sponsor, chiropractic Dr. Frank Grayson of Brighton. Go to graysonchiro.com or give him a call at 271-6080. If you have pain, Dr. Grayson will definitely straighten you out.
That's for sure.
Graham, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it. And boy, what a week you had the last 10 days or so. You played in the snow in Colorado and in Mexico City and then came back home and Sporting beat Montreal 2-0. And you had a goal that should be the goal of the week. So go to MLSsoccer.com and vote for Graham for goal of the week. But is this one of your biggest weeks ever as a pro?
Well, it certainly had a... been an awesome experience, and probably some of the craziest and most exciting experiences that I've ever been a part of. From the snow in Colorado, that was just insane, and then playing in front of 100,000+ people in Azteca Stadium was something I'll never forget, and then topping it off with a great win at home in Kansas City. It was just, it's been a whirlwind weekend, but a fun one.
Graham, just tell us a little bit, when you played in the snow in Colorado, there was a moment where everybody thought the game would be stopped. What really went on over there? Who made the decision?
I think obviously Costa Rica would have liked to stop the game, but the ref came together with a few of the players, and we obviously wanted to finish the game up. So I think he just based it on some of the players' reactions, and I think he deemed it possible to play in the conditions, and so we carried on.
That was a great game.
Incredible. I mean, I've never seen anything like up here in Rochester, we get snow, and I think the Lancers once in a while back in the old NASL days played in the snow.
We did. As long as the ball travels and as long as the ball bounces, you play.
Right.
I guess you could say, Graham, that you guys plowed your way through to a victory, literally, in that match. But what was it like for you as a player playing in the snow? Have you ever played anything like that before?
No, not at all. I'm not sure if anyone had. I grew up in Orlando, Florida, so we definitely never got any snow. And the most that I have ever played in was a very light, flurries in Maryland for a few minutes, but nothing like what we had in Denver.
Talking about home field advantage.
Andrew and I were talking just on the sidebar a little bit. We're talking about you prior to coming on, and I said you speak Italian. Is that true?
I'm sorry?
Andrew and I were talking about you before you came on the air, and I made a statement to him that you speak Italian. Is that true?
Oh, I do not speak Italian. I took two classes at the University of Maryland of Italian, but since I wasn't able to use it after those classes, it kind of went away, unfortunately. But
it was listed on your bio, though.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
Well, we've got a lot of Italians in Rochester, Graham. And also a lot of Greece. Alice Schroeder mentioned you have a background in Greece, and I know that there's a lot of Greeks here in Rochester as well. And then certainly a player who appealed to many different of the ethnic groups. But I tell you, everybody in Kansas City, I watched some of that the highlights of the game on Saturday, and boy, it's just like playing a game in Europe. I mean, the crowd is chanting, yeah. It's buzzing, sold out, and you guys knocked off the league champion. Of course, we were Montreal's biggest rival back in the day, and anytime Montreal loses, Rochester fans are happy. So you made everybody very happy on Saturday.
Yeah, it was, I mean, just an incredible atmosphere that the fans in Kansas City put on for us, and it makes it so easy to play. And, I mean, really, the best atmosphere that I've ever played in the MLS, and it's we're so lucky to have those guys out there game in and game out, and like I said, it makes our job that much easier.
Well, certainly you've been having the chance of your life to play midfield, as not as a replacement for Landon Donovan, but as similar to Landon Donovan. The responsibility that you have, in that position. Tell us about a little bit, your forte in that position and what the coach expects from you.
Yeah, well, in that position in our formation, the 4-3-3, he expects a very attack-minded player in that position, but also someone who can come back and defend as well. So, I think you saw quite a bit of that in our game versus Mexico and Azteca. A lot of defending in that game from us, but. But in regards to Landon, I don't view myself as someone who has come in and taken his position. Landon's the guy who, in my eyes, is probably the best U.S. soccer player we've ever had. And when he's back in form, I'm sure. He'll be right back in the mix for the national team, and I think in his absence it provided an opportunity for someone to come and step in and just make a case for being there, and I think that's what I was able to do. And I don't see myself as a replacement for Landon Donovan, but I see myself as, any other person, someone who's gotten an opportunity and, done well with it.
Here with Graham Zuzzi of Sporting Kansas City and our U.S. men's national team. The U.S. national team, of course, back in action in June in World Cup qualifying. And Graham, on last week's show, we talked with Michael Lewis, one of the top sports writers in for soccer in the country. He's on our show every week, and I was very confident. I had a feeling you guys were going to get a result, and I actually thought you were going to beat Mexico. I mean, it didn't turn out that way, but, I mean, you guys were every bit their equal, and your teammate Matt Beisler with Omar Gonzalez from the LA Galaxy, you guys really shut Chicharito down, and it was a great match for U.S. fans to watch. I mean, what was the team's thoughts before the game? I mean, were you guys confident going into the Azteca that you were going to get a point at least out of that game?
Yeah, you know what? We really were. And, you know, we met as a team a couple times in the 10 days that we were together, and actually leading up to the Costa Rica game as well. And we thought that, you know, we had, in the past couple games, we maybe had lost a little bit of our identity as a team, and you know, that really blue collar, hardworking U.S. mentality, and we really wanted to get that back going into these two games, and I really think that we showed you know, some of that old style from the teams, and we were very confident going into that Mexico game. That we could get a result, get a point, if not steal three from them.
It was definitely a great matchup. And well, we had a question that was emailed to us from one of our local big supporters of our national team, Rob, and he wanted to know. He was very excited about when Jurgen Klinsmann was hired as the coach. And, you know, things were a little shaky for a while, but now you guys in tune with him, really, with the system he's playing. And I mean, obviously the results happened over the past two games, and things seems like they're really getting into shape, and you guys are making strides toward that World Cup berth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, whenever a new coach comes in, it's because... You know, the people who brought him in want a little bit of change, and you know, I think that's exactly what Jurgen has brought to U.S. soccer, and I think it's a good change. You know, I mean, last year alone was the best, you know, record that U.S. soccer has had, and you know, I think people can sometimes be a little bit too quick to criticize and think that things may not be going well, but you know, that record speaks for itself. And you know, I think in the past two games, you certainly saw a team who has really started to click together, and who are all on the same page, and really believe that we can get things done.
Well, Graham, we want to wish you all the best with the national team of sports. Of course, we're also with Sporting Kansas City. Kansas City was named the SBI Team of the Week by Soccer by Ives, so congratulations. And then remember, don't forget, all you fans out there, go vote for Graham Zuzzi for MLS Goal of the Week. Go to MLSsoccer.com. And, Graham, we're going to be watching this Friday. You guys take on DC United. You can watch it on the various MLS soccer outlets, whether it be social media or if you have the MLS Direct Kick package. So good luck against DC, and we'll certainly be watching when the national team gets back together for the next set of qualifiers. Thanks so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Graham Zuzzi here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and celebrating the 100th anniversary of U.S. soccer. What a great way to do it with Carly Lloyd and Graham Zuzzi, guys
from
the 80s who represent our country so well on the field. And speaking of representing, somebody represents Canada in all FIFA dealings and our show.
This guy is super.
And as we're talking about Dick Howard, we'll talk with Dick next, and we'll have our international report. Lots of Champions League matches coming up this week. We'll talk about them next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, LA, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos play their final preseason friendly this Saturday at 3 p.m. against Cornell at Salem Stadium. The match is free and open to the public. Rochester kicks off their 2013 USL Pro schedule next Saturday at 7:30 versus VSI Tampa Bay, and the home opener is Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. against the Harrisburg City Islanders. Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the MVP Healthcare box office in Salem Stadium at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mob father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The best just got better. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be starting their first season in the NWSL in just a few weeks. The Flash will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Your first chance to see the 2013 Flash at Salem Stadium is Sunday, April 7th at 12 noon in a friendly match against the defending NCAA champion North Carolina Tar Heels. Western New York Flash season ticket holders and Flex 11 ticket holders will have free admission to the match. General admission tickets can be purchased for $10 by calling 454-KICK. Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
An international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this is every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Go to topnotchmonogramming.com or give them a call at 248-2650. All you spring and summer sports out there, all the kids, get your embroidered bags, all those things you need, towels, whatever, for your teams, and all the adults, too, for softball and soccer and whatever you play. Get your gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Good evening, Dick. Sorry we're so late tonight. We had some big interviews this evening.
It's great that you're getting the quality of the guests there, Andrew, but it gave me more time to think about those two moments of magic. I tell you, that Denver Bar goal and how Petacek made that save, I do not know. It must be the save of the season. It was just stunning, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that big win by Chelsea.
He must have learned from you, Dick.
No, it was absolutely magnificent to get across the goal and get his hand on that header by Anders. It was just stunning, you know. I'm sure that even his opposite number was applauding that.
Even Chicharito gave him a little pat on the back after that save.
It was great. And Denver Bar, you know, his athleticism, those were the two moments of magic, and a good win for Chelsea. You know, first half was nothing to write home about, but it got a little bit more interesting in the second half.
Well, the game needed a goal, and Demba Ba, a moment of individual brilliance, just volleying the ball from Juan Mata right out of the air and the far corner, and De Gea had
difficult skill to do, very difficult, but timing was perfect.
Yep. Chelsea will play Manchester City in the FA Cup semifinal, and then it will also be Wigan and Millwall. Boy, would it be! I'd love to see a Millwall Chelsea final at Wembley. That would be a lot of fun.
Don't discount that.
It could happen.
Yeah.
But Joe, I know you're chomping at the bit for tomorrow. Juventus and Bayern Munich, the two top teams in Germany and Italy. What a match that's going to be.
Well, let me tell you. The coach is doing the right thing. He's brought the people and the players there in a hurry so they can get acclimated to the weather. And also, they were able to watch the 9-0 transit.
9-2.
9-2 transit, yeah. You know, that happened with the team, you know, Bayern Munich. So the reality is going to be a tough game. It's going to be a great game, I hope. And, you know, I hope the Juve comes out with a win.
Yeah, it's great. I thought the comment by Jupp Heynckes, the coach of Bayern, was super. He says the old lady's been keeping him up all night for the last two or three nights, and everybody sort of was saying, geez, that's a bit rough, that, on his wife. Forgetting, of course, that La Vecchia Signora is the old lady of Juventus. So he's certainly going to be well prepared, but it will be a tremendous game. You've got two teams with so much pedigree and strong, you know, two outstanding goalkeepers right the way through.
That's right.
Not going to have too many goals, I don't think, but it will be a classic matchup.
Juve would love a draw on that one, playing in Bayern, and that match will be on MSG Plus here locally. And the other match on Fox Soccer, David Beckham imploring the people of Paris to come out and support PSG against Barcelona. I'll be watching that. I mean, Beckham may not play, but it's going to be a great one, and
yeah,
that's tomorrow as well.
Yeah, and the great thing is, because I love all these statistics, the fact that PSG are unbeaten at home in Europe for 6 years. You know, they've been unbeaten in 23 games, so that says a lot. But it could mean maybe that the game ends up in a tie, but certainly Mr. Abramovich will be wanting to score against his old team. And the great thing, guys, I think, is the fact that Tito Villanueva returns, you know, who's had a very tough time with cancer. The coach of Barcelona took over from Pepe Guardiola, and he'll be on the bench apparently for the match at the Parc des Princes, which is a great move. That's great.
Well, Dick, unfortunately we're out of time tonight, but next week we'll have you on your regular time slot. We'll talk more about these great matches coming up. Of course, the Champions League, LA Galaxy and Monterrey on Wednesday, Champions of U.S. and Champions of Mexico. It should be a great one as well.
Great for MLS, you know, and difficult task for both teams, but who knows.
We'll see what happens.
Game.
Okay, Dick, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Bye for now.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer's Kick of the Grass. Before we go, we've got to mention the Rhinos in action on Saturday, 3 p.m. free against Cornell. And the Rhinos kickoff dinner is the 24th of April at the Italian American Sport Club. To get either tickets for the Flash or Rhinos kickoff dinner, contact Bernie Iacovangelo at 889-4840. Flash in action on Sunday at noon against the University of North Carolina. Thanks to Carly Lloyd, Mike Cipolla from the Flash, Graham Zuzzi, Alice Shorter, Kurt Austin from Sporting Kansas City. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni. Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. I don't know how we'll top it, but be with us again next Monday for 6:30 for Soccer is Kicking the Grass. We'll see what we can come up with. They're here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Say goodnight, Joe.
One and out, Tim.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, LiveWire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.